Welcome to the 2024 Open Mic Thankful Night.
Have you ever heard that voice before? Wow. It's only for thankful people. I'm working on it. Zoe, will you come up and sing that thankful song?
Sure.
Elijah says we have to sing.
Okay.
That's what he said.
Okay,
so
I'm going to sing it together, not just me.
Well, hang on. Let's pray first. Are you going to sing it? You're going to sing. You know, it's the, they're very easy to learn. So it kind of goes like this. Thank you. There you go. All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for tonight. Lord, thank you for answered prayer. Let's worship you, Lord. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for your love for the saints here and how you've, Lord, how you've done what you said you would do this year and how you revealed in advance what you would do, and you did it. And we worship you tonight. Thankful people, Lord. Very thankful. Just give you our worship tonight as we get started on Open Mic Thankful Night. And Lord, stir us up to remember the things that glorify you, that no flesh would glory in your presence tonight. All praise and glory to you, for you've done what we cannot and could not do. And we honor you now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want the whole song. Which one are we singing?
Thank you, Lord, this evening, for you are good.
You know that one? You do know that one. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Lord, this evening, for you are good. We thank you, Lord, this evening, for you are good. We thank you, yes, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, this evening, for you.
So Open Mic Thankful. This is how this has to work, okay? All right. Everybody's just got to sit back there and pretend like somebody else is going to go up there and then nobody comes up to say anything. Okay? See, that's the way things work in the upper Midwest, but you guys got the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? So there's nobody going to sit around and look at each other. You figured this out about the upper Midwest, right, Edgar? Everybody just sits back. Yeah, sure, you betcha, right? But not with this group, because this group's going to be ready. Aaron's been waiting for this night since... Oh, because there are certain people who love open mic night, right? Okay. So I opened up my notes January 2nd, which again, I'm just trying to keep it to this year, and I'm not going to give you a recap of everything the Lord said and did, but I'm just going to set us right here. In the beginning of the year, I look back, and my prayers on the first 2 days of 2024 was asking the Lord that he would that we would go on to perfection, which is actually one of the pillars that he gave us back in 2018, one of the seven, and that we would go on to perfection, and that's what this year's been about. I didn't realize that that was like God putting that in place and then answering. I think of the men's conference, the theme was to continue. January 2nd in my notes, abide, continue, remain. And none of that was in place yet. And so I'm thankful that God leads and the Holy Spirit is the one. You may think you're the one getting the great ideas. I'm just up here saying that. I'm not the one who has great ideas. We have the Holy Spirit. And a lot to be thankful for as he's, led us into this year. We're going to have three weddings, but it was four this year, right? I didn't see that coming. And so a lot of exciting stuff that I wasn't planning for. And again, we did a wedding and planning in what, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
5 days.
Wow. I'm even more thankful. There you go. All right. So I've asked Travis to start us out because he's more thankful than he's ever been in his entire life. So for the record, this is the tall mic on this side. So you just move it up like this for tall people, and you can adjust to the right height. Talk into the mic, T1. All right. Okay. And everybody else. But I've just noticed for the, and then this is the shorter mic over here. So trying to accomplish all the adjustments just like this. Okay. Unless it's Matthew and John, you guys can kind of come at the same time. Not together, but one right after each other. Did I say Matthew or Matt? You're Matt. You're Huck. Okay. Come on up, Travis. Well, I think I have to pray again after all that joking around. Kelsey, you're coming too. They have two tall people at the same time. All right. We got to adjust now. All right. Heavenly Father, bless tonight's thankful night in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm Travis, and I am thankful. So the things that I have that I'm thankful for this year, really meditating on Jesus and his willingness to lay down his life and his self-sacrifice is something that's really been reading a lot about and just kind of praying about. So I'm really thankful for that. And then also for Moses receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit here a couple weeks ago in Sunday morning prayer. And then also just seeing how in the last 4 years Sunday morning prayer has grown in attendance and just the working of the Holy Spirit that's taken place there with that in the last year, and just to be here and be a part of that has been something I've been very thankful for. Gotten to, with the job change in the last year and a half, really a lot of redeemed time with Kelsey and Moses, so becoming more and more thankful for that each and every day, although the noise is deafening. So, but they talk a lot, so. Yes. Also, men's prayer, and the last but not least thing is getting a chance to go through the marriage and family study again, but now doing it with a brother here in church. So that's been a lot of fun so far with what we've started that off. So you're up.
Okay. Okay. So some are the same. The more time together as a family with his job change in the last year and a half. And so that's definitely something I'm more thankful for. It's that I got busier, but the three of us together got less busy. And so a lot more time, the three of us together, which is very nice. I'm thankful for the ministries, specifically for children's ministry and then women's ministry too. And so those things for our family. I'm thankful for a husband who leads our family, and then for a son who desires to know and love the Lord, too. And then thankful for my teaching position at a Christian school that I get to, that we have, like, coworkers, and we get to actually talk about the Lord all the time and pray together most mornings before school even starts. And then also just to get to do stuff with kids that way, too, to be able to have that environment, I guess, in a school setting. So I'm thankful for that. But then also for my coaching position in a public school and being able to minister in a different way to kids that maybe don't know the Lord. So that's what I'm thankful for. Okay.
There we go. Hi, I'm Zoe. Okay, so thanks, T. Hi. I'm just thankful for the Lord, first of all, just my personal relationship with Him, that He makes it so personal with us, that yes, He saved all of us, but for me, I get to know Him as my Father and my Lord and as my friend. And I'm just very thankful for His work in us as a church body that He started in well, He started a long time ago, but specifically in January, just as we gathered as a body to meet with the Lord, to desire what He had for us, and just that work of revival that He brought to us as a whole and just to me as an individual as well. And just thankful for the Lord's leading in my life and stirring, as this year He led me to quit my full-time job to step into more of like a full-time ministry role, and just the stretching that comes along with that, which I'm not always comfortable with, but I'm thankful for it because the Lord knows what I need. And as the Lord stretches me, I'm thankful for my family, my immediate family, that they push me into what the Lord has for me in a really good way and always encourage me to do what the Lord has. So I'm very, very thankful for that. And just thankful for the time I got to spend in Michigan over the summer with Gabby, my sister, just serving the Lord there and watching Him answer basically each and every prayer, like the ones that I would think big or that I would think small, He just answered, and watching Him as ever-present help in time of need. And yeah, just thankful for the ministry in general, the opportunity to serve the Lord here with you all as a body, at the women's retreat and Mexico missions and all the things in between, just that the Lord saved us and saved me so that we can serve Him. And just to round that out, just the Lord was ministering to me today in this verse, Psalm 116:12-13. What shall I render to the Lord for all of His benefits towards me? And it says, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And so just coming before the Lord, Lord, how can I thank You for everything You've done for me? And it's just receiving salvation and walking in it and calling upon Him in prayer. And so that's really what I'm thankful for. Just my heart's very blessed by the Lord and His goodness. And whoever's up next, that's your cue. That one.
Hello, I'm Sarah. a lot of big changes this year, but a lot to be thankful for, obviously. So I guess first thing is just thankful for the Lord's mercy. Most of you probably know my mother-in-law passed away early this year, and just how the Lord was so merciful in that whole situation, and just she was afraid of the pain that came with pancreatic cancer, and just how the Lord took her fairly peacefully, and just everything with like dealing with the house, and just how David and his brother were able to come together and really no hindrances anywhere. So just a lot of mercy through that whole situation. So thankful for my husband and just how he has grown and how he leads his household this year, and how we're growing together and just how to build up that house, and remembering a word that the Lord gave us, the prepare your outside work, make it fit for yourself, afterward go build your house, and just seeing now the building happening. Thankful for my son, Arrow. Really came out of his shell this year, I would say, and just loving to see his heart for the Lord, and the seeing him show genuine love, and also that just